my name?
Hogwash. When I was at Biograph, a guy came for a job, said he had experience at Pathé. We all knew he was lying, but he got the job. We always called him Pathé after that. What do you say your name is?
Keystone.
Better. But you still don't want to be a cop?
That is my position, Mr. Sennett.
What the hell are you doing here, then?
I was reliably informed it was your office.
Max Sennett gave a basso laugh that echoed round the bathtub. The tub was solid marble. It was so large, it was practically a pool. It must have been 5 foot deep. He was standing up in it.
This is my office. You a gag man, Keystone?
I don't understand.
Gag man, a rider.
He pointed upwards.
I keep 4 above this office, so I know exactly where they are. Riders need supervision. They have no telephone, books, or other distractions, just pens and paper. You sure you're not a writer?
I am an artist, Mr. Sennett.
A what?
A variety artist.
Jesus Christ.
Sennett jerked back his head and hollered,
Abdul!
I was practically bowled aside by a massive figure responding to the summons. He was wearing yellow boxer shorts. I had been told about Abdullah the Turk. He was an ex-wrestler, hired to massage the king of comedy and run his bathwater. He lifted Sennett like a baby from the tub and stood him on the carpet.
Cigar,
said Sennett. It was not an invitation. He closed his hand around the thick Havana that Abdul handed him.
A variety artist, God help us. Let's get a look at you.
He circled me. I wanted work. I submitted to the scrutiny of this mother naked, dripping man, as if it were the trooping of the colour. Several seconds passed before he discovered anything worth remarking on.
You're tall.
6'2".
Who sent you?
One of your scouts, Mr. Del Ruth. He watched me at the Empress.
So you're in vaudeville. What's your act?
I commence with a dramatic monologue.
Christ almighty.
Sennett bit the end off his cigar.
He commences with a dramatic monologue, and you want to work in movies? Forget it, friend.
He padded into the adjoining room. I followed him in. If I let him turn me down, I was jobless, an ocean and a continent from home. What I wanted was a character part, not a faceless future in the Keystone Cops. The room was furnished with a rubbing table and a brass spittoon. I told him, I have a stooge in the audience who interrupts me. I challenge him to come up on the stage.
You horse around. Keep talking.
He heaved himself onto the rubbing table and nodded to Abdullah. My stooge is short and fat, of course. He knocks me off my feet.
So you can do a pratfall.
After I hit the stage, I lie completely still. My stooge finds himself alone in front of the audience with an insensible man. He is unable to revive me. He tries to drag me off, but I'm too heavy.
I get the picture. What's the payoff?
I blinked. The combination of cigar smoke and Abdullah's embrocation was painful to the eyes. He is too embarrassed to get off the stage. In desperation, he looks in my pockets for the sheet on which the monologue is written. He finds it. He walks to center stage and clears his throat. He starts to read.
It's your laundry list,
Sennett said wearily. He propped himself up high enough to jerk his head and spit into the cuspidor.
God damn it, Keystone, that routine's as old as papering the parlor. Tell me straight, did Hampton Del Ruth really send you here?
I had reached my limit. I was angry, and I showed it. Am I the victim of a hoax?
What do you mean?
This so-called interview. It's bizarre. Preposterous. Sennett grinned at me.
Don't you like the motion picture business?
Is this what it amounts to? Insults from a naked man? He guffawed at that. He hammered the rubbing table with his fists. I said, candidly, I find your manners as offensive as your embrocation. He covered his ears. He was shaking uncontrollably.
Don't say any more. You'll kill me. Keystone, I can use you. You sure as hell won't be another chaplain, but